Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show. We're excited that you are joining us on today. Almost long we've been talking about the power of success, or you know what, this is a brand new month, so this month we're going to be talking about the power of success here at Woman Act Now, and we want to encourage you to be sure to tune in to our weekly broadcast. We're going to have probably about a couple of broadcasts on this month because this is the holiday season, so for the last 2 weeks of this month we won't be broadcasting, but we want to encourage you to stay locked. For these first 3 weeks of the month of December, we're going to be celebrating success and talking about success power and really just sharing with you some tools and some principles concerning success that you may not have thought about before. And we want to hear from you as well. So if you are near your telephone or you're listening to us live or if you're listening to us live via our live broadcast, we want to encourage you to call in to the show. Let us hear from you about your thoughts as it relates to this month's topic. You can reach us at 718-664-6402. Again, that number is 718-664-6402. I am Shauna Stallworth, standing in for our master coach, Anna McCoy, who will be joining us shortly. But before we invite her to the show or before she comes to the show on today, I'm going to share with you just a little bit from our Do It Girl from last month. Here at Woman Act Now, we celebrate one woman a month who has shown great activity within the WAN site. She's been an excellent encourager, a motivator. She has yielded herself to the coaching process of understanding how to push through the execution gap toward achieving her dreams, visions, and ideas. And that young lady is Miss Carla Jones. We have a pre-recorded interview from her that I just want to share with you, our listeners, as we continue to go further in the show. So as I share with you now, Miss Carla Jones.
Hello, Woman Act Now community. This is Carla. Well, hello, Coach Anna, and hello, Coach Shauna, and hello, Woman Act Now community. This is Carla Jones, and I am so excited to be a guest on the talk show for today. Unfortunately, I could not attend live because I'm actually attending a certification training in Jacksonville, Florida. But I wanted to send a recording so that you would receive my personal story. So to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm motivating, inspiring, and engaging, and I love people, and I'm concerned about people. And I'm very passionate about seeing people develop the gifts that they have in them and to seeing people reach their full potential and destiny. What motivated me to join Woman Act Now is that I saw it as an opportunity to be involved with women that were like-minded, that had a desire to grow and reach their full potential, and it was headed by women of excellence. I had the opportunity to meet Coach Anna in Orlando, Florida, at the Women's Empowerment Conference that was sponsored and hosted by Dr. Rita Twigg and Sister Andrea Bailey. And when I met her, I automatically knew that this was someone that I had to be in their life and that I had to be in theirs as well. And I saw it as an organization that was headed by women of excellence. And it was also, to me, a blessing and an answer to prayer. since I had been looking into coaching and it was not in my price range and I could not afford it, and now here was this wonderful opportunity to receive affordable coaching, to be involved in a Christian network that was headed by women of wisdom and excellence, and that were serious about helping people obtain their purpose, destiny, and dreams. And so that was just wonderful. Now, the membership has affected my life in many ways. I have had the opportunity to network with some wonderful women of God, women of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, women who love people just like I do, women that are passionate about ministry just like I am, and we have made some divine connections, and it is just wonderful and phenomenal. And also, it has also affected me because I had the opportunity to get some wonderful information on the website. There are so many treasures in that chest, and I just love it. And the Woman Act Now principle that has impacted me the most is the one that says that I am a woman of an excellent spirit. It is my right and my essence, and I seek improvement continuously. And that defines me as an individual even prior to joining Woman Act Now. That is the essence of my makeup. That is how I was created. I believe in doing everything in excellence, whether it be on the job, in my home, in my duties and responsibilities to nursing home ministry, with the work I do with women's ministry. No matter what it is, I build it up. Everything that we do should always be done in excellence because we were created in excellence. And the least we can do is do it in excellence because that's the way that we were created. We were designed for excellence and created for excellence. And my future goals and dreams is the desire one day to be in ministry full time, to be a professional speaker and training development professional to both the church community as well as the business community. And so I'm very excited about that, and I am confident that I will obtain that goal and dream. What I would say to a potential Woman Act Now member about this opportunity is that this is fantastic, phenomenal, and awesome. And that if you are serious about your personal and professional development, then this organization is definitely for you. If you are serious about executing your dreams and your goals and being held accountable for those dreams and goals, then this is a wonderful opportunity for you. If you desire to connect with wonderful women of God who are serious about seeing you reach your full potential, then this organization is for you. If you're not ready to be held accountable, and if you're not serious about attaining your goals, then this is not the organization for you. Because while you are loved and appreciated, you will be held accountable to accomplishing the goals that you said that you want to achieve. So that's my story, and I am sticking to it. It's been a pleasure to be on today's broadcast. God bless you all, and enjoy the broadcast today. Well, hello.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's message, detours.
Did you know that life's detours can sometimes save you time? It's true. They can introduce you to new opportunities while still getting you to your intended destination. Consider choosing to take the detour and change the way you see the route. Be open, be curious, and be expectant. So just be mindful of today's journey and try hard not to be frustrated or discouraged by any delays, but rather view view them as unintentional treasures.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
All right, we are back. Those were our power-up moments by Coach Anna McCoy, as well as a interview from last month's Do It Girl of the Month, Miss Carla Jones. I want to thank our listeners for joining us on today. We're excited that you're here. Today's topic is the power of success, or success power. Here at Woman Act Now, we are theme-driven, and every month we have a particular topic that we share with our listening audience as well as with our Woman Act Now members to move them forward, to motivate them, and to get them moving forward in their dreams, visions, and ideas. We're excited that you joined us on today. I want to encourage you that if you're not a member of Woman Act Now and you're listening to us for the first time, or if you're watching this live broadcast, I want to welcome you who are watching us. If you're watching it for the first time, I want to encourage you to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. Become a member today. Find out more about our coaching organization, where we help coach women through the execution gap toward achieving their dreams, visions, and ideas. You may say, well, what does that mean? That simply means that this is a place where your ideas can live, where you can come and bring your dreams, your thoughts to the table, and someone can help coach you through. They'll begin to ask you the questions that are needed to help provoke thought for you, to bring about different or new ideas, a different way of thinking, or opening up your perspective or broadening your ideas so that you can understand that those dreams, those visions, those things that have been deposited, they are not far-reaching, but they are near to you, and that you can do it, you can achieve it. We provide a safe place for you to be able to share those things, and then we help coach you through that valley of execution. And even within that, we have a support system here at Woman Act Now, where we are women of like mind moving forward in dreams together. We support each other, we undergird each other, we encourage each other, we motivate each other, we hold each other accountable, and we push each other forward so that those ideas can live. I want to thank you guys for watching again, and I'm going to take you to another commercial, and then we'll be right back to talk more about the power of success.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's message, detours.
Did you know that life's detours can sometimes save you time? It's true. They can introduce you to new opportunities while still getting you to your intended destination. Consider choosing to take the detour and change the way you see the route. Be open, be curious, and be expectant. So just be mindful of today's journey and try hard not to be frustrated or discouraged by any delays, but rather view them as unintentional treasures.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
All right, welcome back to the show. If you're sitting there, I encourage you to join. I want to encourage you to invite your friends to listen in to the show. Our master coach and host, Coach Anna McCoy, has stepped into the studio. We're going to invite her to the call on today so that she can share with us about success power. We're excited about that. Before I do, I just want to encourage you. I don't know if those of you had an opportunity to listen to our WAN prayer on this morning, if you are listeners, and if you're not, then I want to invite you to join us every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. for WAN morning prayer, where we carry the topic that we talk about throughout the month over into that prayer, and we pray for those dreams and visions, pray for those ideas, pray for those goals, those things that may be set throughout the course of your day that you might need a little help or a little energy to help push you through That's a great way to start off your morning. And today we talked about the power of success, and it was just an awesome prayer on today. I'm going to invite our Master Coach to the call. I'm not sure if she's going to review that, but if not, you want to go to our archives, and if you can't get a hold of our archives, then you want to become a member, www.womanactnow.com, so that you can join up today. So I'm going to invite her to the call on today, and she's going to share with us about the power of success. So welcome to the call, and welcome to the broadcast on today, Coach Anna.
Thank you very much, Shauna. Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be joining you on the power to succeed. You know, our coming into this month, as Shauna has shared, this month is about success power. I want to talk a little bit about, Shauna, did you get a chance just to share any of the prayer with our listeners today?
My information.
Okay, so very good. I'm in perfect timing because I want to talk about and establish before we go into this entire month about what success really is. And I believe we've had such an incredible time, Shauna, just being in the presence of the Lord and learning so much and moving forward. I don't think we can move forward without this revelation of success.
I'm with you.
Are you with me, Shauna?
I'm with you.
For those who are listening to me, you know, we have really, since our See the Dream weekend, we have really been focusing on walking with God and really learning what does that mean in decreasing so that the Lord would increase in our lives. You know, and you might say, well, they're kind of preaching over there. Yes, we are, because we have discovered something very, very powerful that I think as it relates to your dream and your destiny and your purpose, I want to take you just a little bit and establish what I believe the Lord has shared with us. And I believe Holy Spirit is our teacher, our instructor. He used to tell us what to do and where to go. And I'm so privileged and honored that he would share this information with us. I'm very, very honored to have taken the time. And Shauna, I was sharing with you on yesterday, and success is so powerful, and it came to me, goals are so very necessary.
Yes.
Because a part of when we set a goal, it is really to take us on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that, even in the sense of, to me, a journey is writing the WAN prayer. You know, it's a goal, it's a time, it's a set time, it's a set place,
mm-hmm.
it's a set requirement, so it becomes a goal.
Yes.
But ultimately, to achieve it becomes the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, we may miss the opportunities because we will not stick with the goal.
Mm-hmm.
We won't start moving on the journey. So a part of our success, I want to take it from, I believe, God's intention for us, his original intention for mankind, and this is what I believe he's sharing with me, and if it, I hope it really helps you because it certainly is going to help me. It has helped me, I think, just in the last 24 to 48 hours with this level of, I think, confidence. You know, I've been saying I'm confidently persuaded that I walk with God, not really fully understanding or knowing what am I talking about. And I believe that in this next season that God is beginning to share, the Lord will begin to share and teach us and teach me how to walk with him. And I have given you my word, ladies, that I am going to stay the course. I have a future goal in mind, a future hope in mind, and that is, you know, when I think of my own personal legacy, it is so important to me that if I could just be the person, if I could be a person who stayed the course for someone, and that woman or that man was impacted by my staying the course, then I am in the will of God for my life. And I believe in 10 years from now, you know, these, we have no idea who listens to us or who is following us, and but I do want to assure you that I am going to stay the course, and I'm putting my words out there so that I can be held accountable to stay the course, that as the women, as we walk together, that coach, remember, you need to stay the course. You've got some people who are depending on you.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to you, I'm willing to carry that on my shoulders. I'm willing to accept the responsibility of leadership. And so in doing so, I want to be successful in the place that God has set me. So this is why I think this whole idea of the power to succeed is so phenomenal. So I don't want to rush it. I want to take you just for a few minutes to think about what the word of the Lord says. And that is in, I believe it's Genesis, the second chapter. Maybe, let me see, let me get my little word here. It's Genesis, because, you know, I be all over the place. And I was so excited as the Lord began to share with me, but I'm establishing for us, ladies, what the Lord has established for us and from the power to succeed. And just if you'll stay with me, and I want you to listen back at this program today, because I believe that it's going to bless your life immensely.
Yes.
I mean, it is going to bless you so much, you just not going to know what to do. So if you're listening to us, I want you to consider a friend. Give them a call, someone who's having a challenge, who is struggling, who's trying to figure it out. This is just going to really wear you out, okay? We're just going to wear you out. It's just that simple. And I am so delighted to be a part of the illumination of God's word today.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think about the power to succeed, and I'm trying to make sure, as I have been meditating on this, Shauna, to think about the power to succeed, first of all, I want to establish a couple of things. The first thing that I want to establish is Psalms, the 18th chapter, the 30th verse. God's way is perfect. The promise of the Lord has proven to be true. He is a shield to all those who take refuge in him. And we know that that word refuge has to do with an abode. It has to do with a place. It has to do with shelter. It has to do with security. So the first thing we want to establish is that God's way is perfect.
Yes.
And if you believe, you must have faith and believe that God's way is truly perfect. But as I begin to think about the power to succeed is that, you know, we all want to be successful, and we believe that we have some type of idea of what success is.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about success. We've celebrated success. We framed it in the mindset of the way people see success as being, first of all, having an idea, then being persuasive or determined, being persistent, you know, thinking about your
yes.
customers, all of those things. And, yes, those things are a part
yes.
of the cycle of success. But I think what I'm after, Shauna, is birthright.
Yes.
See, when you understand the birthright has nothing to do mm-hmm. with what you earn,
right?
What you do, it
mm-hmm.
is an inherent right
mm-hmm.
for being a member of the kingdom of God, to
mm-hmm.
being a son or daughter of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, we go back because we've talked about how to power up, staying connected
mm-hmm.
to the source. And I always, this is the way I operate, Shauna, I operate in this way. If I know the purpose of a thing,
yes.
it changes everything for me.
Mm.
If I know what I am to do, why we are doing this, if
mm-hmm.
I can answer some of those questions, everything changes
yes.
for me. And so when I think about the power to succeed, what changes for me in writing this prayer, that's why I say goals are absolutely necessary, because it's not the goal, but it is the journey
yes, it is.
That you're going to take that's going to change everything. If you pay attention to the route,
yes.
that commercial we just talked about,
yes.
detours, they come in your life, but if you pay attention
yes.
to the route, to the journey, to the route, whatever part of the country you're
yes.
from, when you think about that, then you become much more focused.
Mm.
Not on just achieving the goal, but enjoying the journey. And that is where I have such a great experience with the Lord,
mm-hmm.
with understanding the word of the Lord, is
mm-hmm.
that I set all these goals, and in the process of trying to achieve them, I go on these
mm-hmm.
journeys with him. And so when I think about the power to succeed, your success in life will be greatest when you are the lowest in God.
Yeah.
The lowest meaning the servant, really the
mm-hmm.
servant of God. Because as I establish this for you, success is not just to achieve a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is about your birthright. This is about you understanding what God has done for you in advance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what success to me is all about. What has God already preordained for me? What is my purpose? Am I in the right place? Am I at the place where God wants me to be? Am I doing what is absolutely necessary for my survival in life, not in living as it relates to your basic needs, your security, your food, your relationships, but are you in the proper place or the proper relationship with God? Because if you are, then your success is guaranteed. And let me establish that for you. When we go to Psalms 18:30, I said, God's way is perfect. The first step is that you have to believe that God's way is perfect. The way, not any way, the way of God is perfect. Just get that in your being, in your spirit man, that the way of God is perfect. And if you can just embrace that, because then this is going to change your perception of being successful. Because if you believe the way of God is perfect, then you will also believe in Psalms 18:32 that says, God arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. Makes my way perfect. Now, most people have a perception about success or being perfect or pursuing perfection that, you know, no one can achieve it. But I want to talk just a little bit about what perfect really means. Perfect in the perspective in which we can accomplish it really means conforming absolutely. Oh, boy, you should taste that. Perfect means to conform absolutely. So when you think about your relationship with God or the instructions that you believe the Lord is directing you in, are you conforming absolutely to the perfect way of God? Remember, you've got to believe that God's way is what? Perfect. And the word perfect is to conform absolutely. It means excellent or complete beyond practical or theoretical improvement. It means exactly fitting the need in a certain situation or for a certain purpose. It also means entirely without flaws, with any flaws, defects, or shortcomings. Accurate, exact, or correct in every detail. So when we believe that God's way is perfect, mentally and spiritually, the probability of our personal success becomes more concrete, expected, and assured. Assured is like your faith, your belief and faith and hoping that something is going to happen. You're assured. You're confident. You know, I've defined faith as your belief in the character of the one who can be relied upon. When you are in the perfect way of God, the perfect way of God, he will make your way perfect. So now when we think about that, we think about the scripture of those who find refuge in him. You have to choose to find your refuge in God. We're talking about success. And I'm saying that your success is assured if you will find a refuge in God, because when you find the refuge, you also find the perfect way of God. You find the security that you need to let you know who you are and what you're capable of doing. And your success literally becomes guaranteed. You're guaranteed success. And success in God, this is my definition of success in God, because I believe that as God establishes, as he chooses you, he places us in a particular place of what we call it destiny, we call it purpose. But God has a specific assignment for you. Are you willing to get in alignment with the assignment that God has for you? Will you align yourself? And God is going to equip you in order to do that assignment. And when he does, when he places you and you are absolutely certain that you are in the perfect will of God for your life, that you know that you are walking with God, that you are hearing, you are responding to him, then he is going to place you in his perfect will. And this is what success means. Success means it is a continual cycle. This place that God wants you, and this is why I say your success is guaranteed. When you get into alignment, you get into the zone with God, then success becomes a continual cycle of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness. Wow. You got to love that. Again, success becomes when you get in line with God. I don't believe that the Lord, if he has chosen, if he has an appointment for you, he has an assignment for you, he has a place that he wants to set you to keep it and to dress it, to serve it, to keep it, to work it, then he has already created an atmosphere for your success. And in God, success is, again, continual cycles of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness. Wow. When I learned that, I said, I'm getting ready to change the way I see it. Not just pursuing. So rather than trying to do a bunch of things, I want to make sure that I am in the place where God really wants me. Did God set me here? Did God establish this? Is this God's doing? If it is, then I am in a place of success. And success with God is continual cycles of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness. And you have to understand is that where did that come from? And that's that revelation I was talking to you about. Is when I think about God's original intent for man, for mankind, for Adam and Eve, when he created a garden and he placed them there, I want to share with you Genesis, the second chapter, the 8th verse, which says, "Now the Lord God planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden." And this is what I think is so awesome, is that this river that was watering the garden, remember that I did say, just so that I can connect my reference here, is that what God has a purpose. He has an assignment for you. He has an application on how you're going to do what he wants you to do. First, he has an assignment. Then he's going to give you an application on how you can get it done. Then he's going to give you everything you need in order to complete, to start and finish the assignment. And that's what you're going to see here in just a second. When we look at how the Lord created the space, he created a place for Adam and Eve. He created a place for them, which was their assignment. God chose them. He chose them for that time to place them in the garden. He formed them, and he chose that place. And this is where you're going to dress it and keep it. You're going to work it out in this place. That was their assignment. He gave them an application. The application is that you're going to dress, you're going to serve, you're going to work this land, you're going to work and you're going to serve me in this particular place. And then, you know what, there is what we call that achievement. You know, God gives you an assignment, he's going to give you an application. That means that he's going to give you an ability or some type of tool or some type of information to apply what he wants to accomplish the assignment that he has given you. Then he's going to give you what's called achievement. He's going to already create opportunities for you to be able to go and do what he's told you to do and to be fruitful and to multiply. That means to start and to finish what God has called you to do. So when I started to read this scripture in Genesis and began to pray and ask the Lord to reveal to me, what was your intent? Because after he formed them, then he placed them. He placed them in the Garden of Eden. He placed them there, and in verse 10 it says, "A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Phison. It winds through the entire land of Avala, where there is gold." I mean, it was rich, and the gold was good. There was precious metals, pure things there. And resin and oxen was also there. Now, let me just identify here. The first river, Phison, the first river was actually named Increase. That river was in Increase. That's the name of it. So remember that these rivers now are flowing through it. You know, we talk about streams of income. More than that, God places us in a place of achievement already before we ever get started. That is giving us everything we need in order to accomplish the assignment that God has called us to. And that's what we call achievement. That's your birthright, is to be able to be a success where God has placed you, literally, where he's placed you. If you believe that you have been called to to a particular thing. You believe that God has placed a dream or a vision in your life, in your heart, to do, and that it's going to continue to build the kingdom of God, to continue to grow the word of the Lord in the lives of people, then that's what we call achievement. But God has already finished it. That's what we call success. God has already finished it. And success is what? Success is continual cycles of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness. And I want to get to that because then we also, we see Phison, which was the name of the first river. The first river, that word means increase, but it was encircled, it was encompassed about as it wound through this particular land by Avala. That word Avala means cycles, circles, consistent, continual. So there's going to be a continuous cycle of increase. Then let's move on to the second river. The second river is Gion. Gion actually means bursting forth. And this is why when you have a dream or a vision or an idea, if you're in a place where you're really, really struggling and nothing ever works out, it just isn't working for you, now it's time for us to really get to the point to say, is this really what you are calling me to do, God? Is this my will or is it your will? If you're in the will of God, things have to change because your success is guaranteed in the will of God, walking with God. It is your birthright. It is his intent for you to have continual cycles of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness in your life. We call it abundantly above all that you can ask or think that God wants to do according to the power that works in you. So now, the only reason why I think this is so important is because it takes us back to the original intent of what God has done, and that is the assignment. You receive an assignment, you get an application, and then you are endued, really, with power to achieve what God has actually called you to do. So when I began to think about this and continue to study, it was just amazing. Because remember, the first river means increase. The second river is bursting forth. The third river means, which the third river is the Tigris River. That river means rapid. It runs along the east side of a shore. And the fourth river is the Euphrates, which means fruitfulness. So as I started to think about that, remember, this is the place where God put them. And in verse 15, it says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Now remember, is that God places you in a place so that you can achieve what he's called you to do. What we have missed is that God has already finished our success. He has placed us, if he chose to put you there, it is so that you can produce, you can work it, you can keep it, you can dress it, you can tend to it, and ultimately, you have the freedom in that place to do what God has called you to do because you're going to experience continual cycles of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness if you remain in him. And that's why the Word of God says that if you will choose to make God your refuge, this was their refuge. This was their place, Adam and Eve, their place that God set them. He didn't set anyone else there. He set them there. And look at the nations and the nations and nations. You can't even count the number of people who have been born upon the earth, but yet not set in that place. We have all been set in a particular place that God has called for us. But what you need to know is your birthright. Your birthright, when you walk with God, when you stay in relationship, in refuge, when you make him your refuge, you make him that place that you choose to abide, then you have a birthright. Unfortunately, if you don't choose to abide in him, then this birthright isn't going to work for you. And that's why it's so powerful for me, is saying that if I just dare to walk with God, dare to be in the place with him, my success is assured. Because then we go on to many other scriptures that tell us that if we commit our works unto the Lord, then surely success shall come to pass. He trains my hands for battle so that my arms can bend and an archer's bow of bronze. I mean, he trains me. God trains me. Mm-hmm. He trains my hand. And you got to understand, when he says to bend that bow of bronze, you know, in your natural sense, it's very impossible to bend a bow of bronze.
Mm-hmm.
Try to go hit a bronze statue or bend it or do something with your bare hands. It's next to impossible. It is impossible. But with God, all things are possible in the spirit. And that's why you have to understand that the perfect way of God, if you believe it mentally, you believe it spiritually, then you've got some birthrights that you can begin to operate in so that you can be a success where God has placed you, not where you placed you. And let me illustrate this. Many of us go to college. We start our lives off, and oftentimes we don't even go back to review this, but we start our life out with a passion to grow up and be something.
Mm.
But we don't even know God. He's not our refuge.
Yes.
You know, he's not my place where I'm going to abide. He's not. He doesn't have that kind of perception in my life. You know, and so we choose things based on what we learn, what our parents might have known, what a teacher might have said, what a friend might have done, because some of us have gone to college because our friend went.
Mm.
We didn't have any other reason to go, well, I want to be my friend, so I'm going to that college. But now that we're maturing, will you take a look and take an inventory right where you are and say, is this the place where God wants me to be?
Yes.
And you might say, well, Anna, this is my livelihood. This is my, this is what I believe God wants me to do. Well, I'm just asking you to ask it.
Mm.
Is this the place he wants you to be? Are you thriving in that place? Because God wants you to have continuous cycles of success in your life. And that success is increasing, bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness.
Mm.
Increase and fruitfulness are two different things. Increase can have to do with whether you're increasing in knowledge, you're increasing in stature, you're increasing with things in your life,
yes.
You're increasing in your territory, but yet you have not been fruitful in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Rapid fruitfulness has to do with as you begin to go forth and do what God calls you to do, bursting forth. Those are the suddenlies in your life. You know, in the world, people call it tipping points.
Mm.
They call success when you're product or your relationships or your notoriety gets to a place where it tips.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you, no matter what you do, you can't stop somebody from knowing about you because
mm-hmm.
the tipping goes to infinity. It, you know, it's one person, two person, then all of a sudden it's a million people. It's,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's beyond, it becomes unstoppable. But I'm saying to you today, if we walk with the power of success and believing that God has already assured your success when he places you in the place of his choosing,
mm-hmm.
that you will choose to serve him
mm-hmm.
in that place,
yes.
then you will start to experience continuous cycles of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness in your life.
Yes.
Because, see, when he created mankind, he created their spirits, male and female, in Genesis 1:26. And from in 1:27, he says, be fruitful
mm-hmm.
and multiply. Rapid what? Fruitfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But bursting forth. Increase is as there is multiplication. There is constant increase in your life. And see, the world just flows in cycles. God doesn't mean for you to be successful one day and unsuccessful the next.
Mm-hmm.
Continuous cycles. We brought into that. We glorify the fact that someone had to go bankrupt and they come back again.
Mm-hmm.
We glorify in that. We say, oh, that's a, wow, that's really something. That's, you're really, really, you know, you know. But at the end of the day, when you're doing what God has called you to do, wants you to do, has placed you, and that's, I don't want you to miss the point of being placed, like he placed Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve didn't have a continuous cycle of increase, of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness when they were in the garden because they got out of the will of God.
Yes.
They withdrew from the presence of God. They withdrew from walking with God. You remember I was saying, it says, where is that scripture? Where God began to call them. He began to, here we go, it's Genesis 3:8. Okay, God put you in place. He put you in a place, but because of sin, and that's all it is sin, it is missing the mark, missing the place that God has set you, missing the place that God has set you. Okay, when you miss the mark of where God has set you, then something happens. This is also another part of this process of the power to succeed, Shauna, is more than just being successful. If we walk with God, we are successful. God knows all things. You remember, his way is perfect. When you walk with him, he will make your way perfect. In Psalms 18:35, he says, "You have given me the shield of your salvation." The word salvation is victory. Victory. God has given you the shield of victory, meaning that there's nothing, anything that comes against you, regardless, it doesn't mean that you're not going to suffer, that you may not have difficult times, difficult decisions, loss in your life. All of those are part of the cycle of life.
Mm.
But God says, I've given you a shield of salvation. That means no matter what you go through, you will come out victoriously.
Yes.
You will come out what we call, so-called, a winner. But it has to be a winner in God. Okay, because then he says, your right hand, the word says, your right hand supports me. Your gentleness makes me great. You know, in some parts of the scripture, it says that God even stoops down so that he can make you great.
Mm-hmm.
And really, his presence, just to be in your presence, you know, he wants to make you great. When we think about Genesis 3 and 8, we see the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. When we think about that, they heard the sound of God walking. But this is what's so amazing, is they heard the sound in the cool of the day, the word cool, in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
The word day is not the day like you think.
Mm-hmm.
The word day is now. They heard the voice of the Lord, God walking in the cool of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The word cool has to do with spirit, has to do with breath. It's not the coolness, whether it's cold or whether it's hot. It was in the moment they heard the voice of the Lord God walking, moving about in this place. So walking is not about you taking physical steps. It is about you hearing the voice of the Lord. As he was walking, as he was moving, as he was breathing, mind and spirit, they heard him. And then when they heard him, they said, that's God. That's the wind of God's spirit. He's here. He's there. They then hid themselves. So when we think about walking with God, that's why the word says that for those who will make me a refuge, who will take refuge, who will choose to hide in God, not to hide in the mist of those trees, because that word mist has to do with middle, that they put something in the middle of the relationship that they had with God. In that moment, because they had already missed the mark.
Yeah.
They had already missed their place. Because God said to them that, I'm going to place you here. You're going to work this. You're going to take care of it. And the Lord commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
For when you eat of it, you will surely die. Because they were already dead by that time. By the time God got to walking and his spirit was moving in the cool of the day, that is the spirit, the wind of God, the very breath of God, they began to recognize that it's here, it's right here. And you know what they did? They were already dead.
Mm-hmm.
They had, and their death was nothing more than this separation. They had to do what they did. They had to go hide in the midst of those same trees that God had set in the middle of the garden.
Mm.
And you know what those trees, I believe they went and hid themselves in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because now they were aware, and this was in the middle, in the midst, in the middle. So they separated themselves from God.
Mm.
So now, listen very carefully. You're listening to me, I want you to listen to them. Their choice removed them from the place God set them. Their choice. God had a place that was set for them. In that place, his original intent was that they would begin to have continual cycles of increase, of increase in their life, bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness. That was where God set them in the Garden of Eden. That's where he set them. Okay, but they removed themselves when they no longer were in agreement with God. When they ate of the tree, immediately they died, which means, you know why Jesus came? Jesus came so he could give us back what they lost. And what they lost was the life of God. Literally, the life of God. The breath, God breathed the breath of life into them, and they became living souls. All they had to do was walk in agreement in the place that God set them. That was going to be cycles of continuous increase, bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness in their life. God had already given them dominion to multiply, to subdue, to take dominion, to increase. He had already given it. It was just going to happen. There was no other way for them to live until they made a decision to disagree with God. When they disagreed with God, they aligned themselves with evil. What they said is that they did not believe what God had told them about who they were and about what they were to do. They did not believe it. They literally just did not believe it. By not believing it, then they chose to believe something else. Because in this scripture, when it says they were connected to God, they were, but by then they are dead. So naturally, God is going to ask the question, because this eternal life, this lifeline is now broken. So, Adam, where are you? We used to be connected. It's like, can you hear me now? Yeah. Like when you're on the phone and you'll be talking to somebody and we were on the line, but then can you hear me now? Because there's a sense that the line has been broken. Because the line was broken because they got out of what? Place. And I want you to understand something. Redemption is that which was in place, taken out of place, put back into its proper place. So now God wants to do what? Put mankind back into its proper place. That's why I believe in the power to succeed, is to be in the place where God has called you to be. And because his original intent for Adam and Eve, in the place where he set them, he set them as mankind. Now he has already come by giving his son Jesus Christ so that we can have redemption, have this redemption from sin, and be put back into the place where God wants us. So I began to say, well, what did you want for us first, God? He says, Anna, I want you to be in a place of continual cycles of increase, bursting forth with rapid increase. That is my original intent for you, is to do nothing but succeed in your life, to have overflow into your life. Now, doesn't it make sense to you to anything that you can think above and above all those things that you can think, these words you've been hearing about overflow in your life, about how God is going to bless you and all of that, but that doesn't mean anything if you're not in place. If you're not walking with God, you can't have any of that stuff, because you're going to find yourself in the same place that Adam and Eve found theirs, literally vanished from the place that God chose for them, for their destiny, for their purpose. So what will you choose? Will you choose to walk with God so that you can succeed? We are so worried about what's in it for me, what is going to be in it for me. Well, they were worried about what's in it for me. That's the spirit they had, too. If I eat of this, what's in it for me? And I'm here to encourage you today, ladies, that your success is directly related to your believing that God's way is perfect, that his word is flawless, that he has a plan for you, he has a purpose for you, and however you've been going about it, you've got to get yourself back into the place, into the zone where God wants you to be, not where you want to be, so that you can begin to walk in the success that God has called you as a zero. And if you don't know what a zero is, you need to stick around, because you will learn more about it. It's to be able to walk as zero. You know, when you get to that place, you will be lacking no thing in your life. Don't be worried about what someone else has, what I have, what I don't have. It's not in the material things around us. All of that will come to you. because he will enlarge places in your life. Oh, that you would enlarge my territory.
Yeah.
You know, in 2 Chronicles, is that 7? 4 and 10. Don't worry about it. That's all right. It's the Jabez prayer.
Mm.
Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Now, we know that.
Territory.
Oh, that the hand of the Lord, go ahead,
that
Reverend.
The hand of the Lord will
be with
me. That he would keep my feet from evil and that I may not cause pain.
And see, to keep my feet from evil is simply to keep me out of disagreement with God. When I think about evil, evil is not being in agreement with the flawless word of God.
Say that again.
Evil is simply not being in agreement with the flawless word of God.
That's good.
God's way is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
When we choose another way, there's only two ways, God's way or another way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the devil,
mm-hmm.
okay? I'm talking about God's way mm-hmm. versus an imperfect way.
Right.
And an imperfect way is when you choose anything other than God's way, that's
mm-hmm.
evil. When we look at think about it here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a lot, ladies, but I want you to just think about it because we're getting ready to go to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
You're hollering about you want to live this life, you want to be this, and you want to do this, but are you really ready to take this to a whole nother level?
Listen,
I'm a submitted woman and thankful that God is speaking to me. I am just not this smart, people. I'm not this smart. This isn't smart. This isn't genius.
Mm.
This is the Holy Spirit speaking to me. I don't know what you're going to take it at. You're going to have to ask, is this the you, Holy Spirit, speaking to her? And how is it going to resonate in your own spirit? But I know what it's going to do for my life. And I know I'm not crazy. That's what's so awesome about this. I am so in love with God, and I want to hear his voice.
Mm.
I want to hear his direction. But I also know who I am.
Mm.
I know what he's called me to do, ladies, whether you walk with me or not.
Yeah.
I know what he's called me to do, and I can assure you of this, is that I don't have a motive to try to lead you in any direction, okay, for my benefit. Let's be very, very clear about that. So when I am sharing these things, I don't know whether I'm right or not. I don't know. Maybe some theologian will hear me and say that she's so off balance or all out of, I don't know. I don't care what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me? I don't care what he thinks. I do believe, I'm confidently persuaded, that I'm walking with God. I'm listening. I'm seeking. I'm knocking. I want to know. I'm spending time with him. I want to hear his voice. I want to be a vessel for him. I don't have any other motive to do what I'm doing.
Mm.
I am great. You know, and I'm not trying to be great. I am great. The greatness, the greater one is in me.
Yeah.
And so I'm just excited about it, ladies. And I just hope that something out of what I've shared today will touch you, reposition you, really, and I love that because we were talking, Rich and I were talking about that this morning, reposition. Reposition, not rebranding, really reposition yourself to get in the place of your assignment, of what has God assigned you to, what has God chosen you to do, what is your assignment. You really have to understand what your assignment is, not who you are. This is just not about who I am. We know whose we are. We're in agreement at Woman Act Now that we belong to God.
Yeah.
And if you're not in agreement with God, Woman Act Now is not the place for you, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who are, this is a place if you really want to grow, you want to become an incredible, phenomenal, surrendered woman, not threatened to be submitted to God. Because when you submit to God, there's no question about your submission to other people in your life, whether they're leaders, authority, the people you work with, your spouses, it doesn't matter. If you are that woman, this is the place for you to stay, for you to be, for you to listen, for you to grow, for you to contribute, for you to share.
Yeah.
Because this is, all I need is at least one person in agreement with me, and I believe I got her sitting right next to me.
That's right.
I'm fully confident that we're walking together. As we continue to walk, God's going to use us wherever he uses us, whether we are in this together. I do know whether she's somewhere else, I'm somewhere else, that we walk together in the hope that God has for us.
Oh, yeah.
Has nothing to do with our vocation, our occupation of what we do. Spiritually, we believe. And so I just want to encourage you, ladies, that I am not, I'm relentless about this. I'm not giving up on it. I am going to move forward as the Lord instructs. You know, when he takes you to different places, you got to change the way you do things. You got to change systems. And so I am willing to change systems so that we can get to the place together. I know that I am critical to the destiny of many people.
Yes.
Okay? I know that. I don't always know how God is going to give me the application to do what he's called me to do, but I am willing to be used by the Lord.
Yes. So that he can get the glory and that he can continue to motivate you and move you into
Hallelujah.
The place.
That's what I'm talking
that
about.
God has called you to be. That's what Woman Act Now is about. We talked about that earlier. It's about coaching you through that execution gap. And God is our source here. He is the wind beneath our wings to push us through that valley. Back to you, Coach.
Thank you very much. See what I'm saying, people? This is what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I was going to say. So we want to just encourage you, ladies, and I don't even know if I finished my thought, but it's coming. Throughout this month, we're going to be talking about this power to succeed, and again, taking you back and getting you in right position so that you can be successful to get you to think about, are you really walking with God? If you are, your success is guaranteed. I want you to think about that statement I made. Success in God is continuous cycles of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness. Now, that's going to be our measurement for success this month. That means that we've got to measure our cycles. What cycle are we in?
Mm-hmm.
Are we experiencing fruitfulness in the cycle that we're in? Doesn't mean we have to change everything we do, but we want to know, are we walking in the place that God has really called us to? So I want to encourage you to stay with us, just to stick with us, invite a friend so that we can be a blessing to them as we continue to move forward. So look forward to 2012 because it will be about walking at zero in every area of your life. It's about the walk, but the walk is not walking. It's actually listening.
Yes.
It is not your physical footsteps. It is how you hear God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will allow yourself to hear him and do what he tells you to do with an intent to obey, that's what the word hearing means. That word when it says, and they heard the voice of the Lord. In fact, that word means an intent. They heard him with an intent to obey.
Mm-hmm.
However, they heard him, but they withdrew.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
That's good.
You got it, ladies?
Yes.
So Adam and Eve heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. Okay, the word heard, when you go back and research that word in the Hebrew, it actually means that they heard him with an intention to obey.
Yes.
To obey him. But they didn't. They withdrew from him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to get you back into the place where you will hear him with an intention to obey.
Yes.
And that is what walking with God really means, is that you will walk with him with a hearing, with a ear that's open, with an intent to obey what he tells you to do. And that is what's going to change your life so dramatically. Not just want to hear him when you want to, but with an intent to obey what he tells you, what you hear, what you listen for.
Yeah.
Not just listening, ladies, but we're going to hear him with a what? An intent to obey. And that's what walking with God is going to be all about. Are you going to obey him? Are you going to do what he's called you to do? So we want to open up, although our time is over, but we want to open up our lines. We won't be able to accept any new people, but for those who are on the line, who are on the line with us, if you have some feedback you want to share with us, you can do that now. All right. Go ahead. I got two callers. I think you have to hit the mic button. Hello, 214-649, you there?
Yes. Hey, Coach. Hey, Shauna. Hey, Coach.
Hello, hello.
I just wanted to say it's such an honor and blessing because I get to see those prayers a night before or two nights before, and I wanted you to just make sure, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I know the Lord who is the sanctifier, Jehovah Mekadeshim, and mm-hmm. Exodus 31:13 talks about that, and it just goes into another level of understanding a reverent submission. It's so wonderful to be able to hear the radio shows because having the opportunity to hear the ladies during the power reflections, during the prayer calls, it's as though we almost went into a whole duplication of this teaching. And I just wanted to tell you, thank you so much. I know that you being in my path, it is critical, and I thank you because it just takes me to a female Barnabas, that he was an encourager, and that's what you are, a chief executor, a chief encouragement officer. You and Shauna have been such a blessing in my life, and I thank you. And like I said, reverent submission to being able to know that I just have the honor and honoring those principles. So I'm so thankful that even though it's been a lean last month for me, I'm thankful that I'm still connected through the power of prayer and being able to not just go to God in prayer, but to hear what he says with the venue of prayer and making sure I understand rejoice and joy being a state of mind. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ross. I'm coming next. 565-3250, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Shamitra, go ahead.
You know, I had to get in.
What are you walking away with today?
I could have threw a towel at you. It was almost like you were at that pulpit preaching because I have, every night since Tuesday, I have been with this whole walk in the Genesis 3 and 8 that you had shared.
Yes.
And you just hit it on the nail. I just said, oh, my God. So I'm walking with, I think the most powerful word you just said it at the end was the intent. So.
Yes.
I had been feeding him. I was like, Lord, I want some more on that because she gave it to us, but she wouldn't give no more. So I got it today.
All right. Well, thank you so much, ladies. And we're going to continue to conclude our call today. I just want to encourage you to pass this on to other people. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and look up Woman Act Now or click from it from our calendar. And forward it. You can share this message with other people. If you believe that it's been helpful to you, we want you to tweet it and also share it or post it on your Facebook. And really, don't just post it, but share your own personal testimony from what you've heard today to encourage others who are, wherever they are, is let's get in the will of God so that we can start to experience the what? Continuous cycles of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness. So just get that in your spirit so that when it happens, it's no longer a suddenly. It is an expected end for you. Know that you are loved and appreciated, and we'll talk to you real soon. Any final announcements, Shauna?
Visit us at www.womanactnow.com. We want to thank all of our listeners for chiming in on today, and those of you who didn't get an opportunity to, no worries there. You can send us an email and let us know how this show impacted your life on today. Again, Facebook and Twitter. So that all that are in relationship with you can continue to move forward within their dreams and visions as well. We'll see you real soon, next Thursday, 1 p.m. Central Time, for Woman Act Now Radio. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.